Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The Best Little Whorehouse Goes Public, the hilarious sequel to that other whorehouse musical, is filled with witty, spirited songs and a book that pokes fun at society's political and sexual hypocrisy. The Winston-Salem Theater Alliance goes public beginning Friday night, September 14th at 8 o'clock at the Theater Alliance building on Northwest Boulevard in Winston-Salem. Actors Kenneth Ashford, who plays Senator Harry Hardast, and Gesh Metz, who plays the role of former Best Little Whorehouse Madame Mona Stangley, drop by WFDD to talk with me about it.
Best Little Whorehouse ends, doesn't it, with the whorehouse closing down? The chicken
right, ranch. It kind of has a downward trajectory. And at the end, Mona's love interest has not stood by his woman, and it's kind of a...
The chicken ranch closes.
Yeah. So we start right down there. Mona's now working as a waitress, if you kind of picture Mel's Diner. And she's at a low point in her life. She's really let herself slide. And she's approached by a young up-and-coming IRS agent. The IRS has closed down and taken over Stallion Fields, a legal brothel, because they kind of forgot that they had to pay taxes.
It happens.
Well, the IRS certainly doesn't know what to do with a brothel, so they send a lackey, a toady, in to do whatever. And she decides she can make it profitable, but she does need help.
Now, this brothel is not in Texas, though. This is in
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Okay.
So she approaches Mona Stangley. She tracks her down and finds her and says, I want you to come out here and manage this brothel. And Mona says, it sounds better than going to them Prostitution Anonymous meetings.
Prostitution Anonymous. I love it. Your nemesis in this is sitting across from me here, I'm assuming. We're talking about Senator Harry Hardast. I saw a little clip from your political ad there, Senator. I must say, little severe, but I've seen this person before.
He's a typical what many people believe in politics are. He's what you might call a hypocrite. He's sort of he's self-righteous, self-important. He sees himself as the guardian of the nation's morals. And yet, you know, he's got little things on the side that go totally against what he's all about and his public image anyway. And that's always a rich area for satire when people are such hypocrites, particularly politicians, which is why we think it will resound well in this season.
Just in time for the November election.
Yes.
Wonderful.
It's Elvis,
Texas. Yeah, it's dusty. And as always, with this, just like with the original, music is the key. By Carole Hall.
Carole Hall is the music again. There's, I think, much more music in this than in the original Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. And it's almost 80-90% upbeat, fun, hoedown dancing, really memorable songs that stay in your head.
Yes. Goodbye to rodeos and watching big old cows.
Now, this is the sequel to The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. The returning character, Mona Stangley.
S-T-A-N-G-L-E-Y.
Tell me about Mona. What kind of gal is she?
Mona is above and beyond anything a realist. Mm. She understands that prostitution isn't pretty, but it's going to happen. And if it's going to happen, then it ought to be controlled. Somebody should make a profit. It should be fair. It should be regulated. It shouldn't be dirty. So she has standards that once you get past that initial idea, she's okay with it.
My thanks to Winston-Salem Theater Alliance actors Kenneth Ashford and Gesh Metz. The hilarious musical is The Best Little Whorehouse Goes Public, and it opens Friday night, September 14th at 8 o'clock at the Theater Alliance building on Northwest Boulevard in Winston-Salem. It'll run through the 23rd with Sunday matinees at 2, and you'll find links to ticket information and more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.